Hey, all you Josh Junkies out there. Welcome to another episode of Just Joshin' with Josh Gentry, world's greatest podcast. We've got kind of an insect theme going. This is a listener request topic, my lovely wife, to be specific. It's not really a rant. A lot of these episodes are little Josh rants. This is only a rant in the sense of, wow, that really shouldn't be true, and now I need to bleach my brain. So I'll share that with you. If you cut a cockroach's head off, it can live for 1 to 2 weeks. If you Google this, I saw things that said up to a week. I saw things that said 1 to 2 weeks. I saw things that said several weeks. I'm just going with 1 to 2. It's kind of in the middle. By alive, by live, I mean move around and react to stimuli. Like, if you poked it, it would move away from you. If it bumps into the wall, it'll turn, you know, like kind of like a Roomba, turn and go the other way. It can be puttering around your house, bumping into things and adjusting for weeks after its head's been cut off. I saw a Scientific American article that said, okay, to understand that, it helps to understand why that isn't true for, say, mammals. So if you were to cut my head off, I would bleed to death very quickly. Interestingly, the article did not mention the brain not being connected to the nervous system. But, you know, you'd have a lot of blood spraying out very quickly. And, you know, bleed to death very quickly. Cockroaches apparently have very low blood pressure. So if you cut off their head, it has time to coagulate and seal like, any cut. And they don't bleed to death. Some scientists talk about cutting their heads off and then sealing it with sealing wax so they can observe them and do these experiments. All right, so there's bleeding to death. We need to breathe through our mouth or our nose. Cockroaches don't breathe anyway the way that we do. They have these holes throughout their body, I think they called them spiracles or something like that, that feed little tubes that carry oxygen into that area of the body where the hole is. Very decentralized, no lungs, no getting into the bloodstream through lungs or anything like that. So they don't need their head to breathe. They can go long periods without eating or drinking, so it's okay not having their head for that. They've still got the nerve ganglii to react to, sensation, touch, and whatnot. So they can still react. They can still move around and react to stimuli. Apparently being cold-blooded helps that not needing to eat. Because you need less energy. Although people can go quite a while. You know, if you've got a little reserve like I do, can go for a while, of course. And to add to the nightmare fuel, the heads will live for several hours after being separated from the cockroach body. Some people say they have extended this by refrigerating the heads and putting them in a nutrient bath. By people, I mean scientists, mostly, I think. If we can really call them people. And so, yeah. Yeah, it seems very wrong. You could have a headless cockroach roaming your house for weeks. So you're welcome. Now you know that. There are a few things, apparently. I mean, okay, so they can do all these things without the head. They did note that there's a few things they can't do without the head. Apparently, according to the scientists, cockroaches have good memories, but not if you cut off their head. Also, they don't do the they don't metamorphosize and go through those stages if you cut off their head. So there are some limitations. Enough of that. I'm going to mention a random thing like I do at the end here sometimes. You need to repeat things if you want people to remember them. And I'm going to mention Boy Genius again. It's a band I really recommend people check out. Maybe it'll help you clear this nastiness out of your head that I've just cord in your ear. Great live stuff on YouTube. The EP is awesome. Don't forget to check the show notes. There'll be links to creepy facts about insects. And there will be, of course, a link to the merch store. Get all your best Christmas presents there, of course. This has been another episode of Just Joshin' with Josh Gentry, the podcast where I think, therefore I'm wrong, after which I podcast. Enjoy yourselves.